This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Right, good evening everyone, welcome back. You should have two handouts, one is the Parsha one and one is the Halacha. So let's start with some Halachas. What I've done is I've divided up Hilchos Sefiras HaOmer into two parts. Tonight, Mr. Hashem, we'll talk about the Halachas of counting Sefiras HaOmer, some of the reasons and some insights into Sefiras HaOmer in the short Halacha slot. And next week, Mr. Hashem, we'll talk about the various practices, customs during Sefiras HaOmer. So, what is it all about? Why do we count Sefiras HaOmer? What is this period of the year all about? If you take a look, it's a pasuk, as ever, it's a pasuk in Chumash in Parshas Emor. The pasuk says, "Daber b'nei Yisrael, v'amarto aleihem ki sovo'u el ha'oriz ha'shani nosen lochem, u'ktzartem es k'tzir v'aveisem es omer reishas k'tzir chemel ha'koin." You bring a carbon omer on the second day of Pesach, the day after Pesach. So here in Chutz Laretz, it's the second day of Yontov. Of course, in Eretz Yisrael, when there's a Beis HaMikdash, even of course now in Eretz Yisrael, there's one day of Yontov. So it's the first day of Chol HaMoed. It's the day after the first day of Pesach. The Torah tells us, "Usfartem lochem mimochros haShabbos, miyom haviyachem esom haTnufa," that the Omer offering was brought on the second day of Pesach, and we should begin counting on the day of that offering a count of 50 days. Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tihiyena, so the Torah says you count 50 days and then you bring the craft to Mincha Chadosh El Hashem. Now, what is the reason? Why does the Torah say you've got to count 50 days from, which of course is a count of 49 days followed by Shavuos, which is on the 50th day? Why do we do it? So many reasons, of course, have been given. And perhaps one of the most famous is that of the Chinuch. The Chinuch says in Mitzvah Shin Vov, the Mitzvah Sefiras HaOmer, if you look at the next box, says the Chinuch, Lisper Tishim Va'aboyim Yoim, Mitzvah number 306. Now the Chinuch, interestingly, starts off, often he says this expression, Mishar Sheha Mitzvah. He doesn't say, this is the reason. The Chinuch, you know, famously, he is one of the Monei HaMitzvahs, which means he counts the mitzvahs, he enumerates, he lists the 613 mitzvahs. If you want to know, what are they? How do I know a detail about a certain mitzvah? Or more specifically, what is the reason for a mitzvah? The Chinuch actually enumerates 613 mitzvahs, along with many others, and he will give you reasons. But we don't know exactly why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do things. Ultimately, all mitzvahs are chukim. But it's there for conjecture. So the Chinuch says, Mishar Sheha Mitzvah. It's a very important nusach. It doesn't say the reason is, but of the roots of the mitzvah, perhaps is this. So Mishar Sheha Mitzvah, Al Tzad HaPshat, Lefi Shekol Ikaron Shel Yisrael, Eina Ela HaTorah. The raison d'etre, the lifeblood of Klal Yisrael, is Torah. U'mipnei HaTorah Nivru Shemayim V'aretz V'Yisrael. The whole world was created because of Torah. Istakul Baraiso Bara Alma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he looked in the Torah and he created that, the world, from it. It's the blueprints of creation. And it was the real objective as to why we were redeemed from Egypt. That we should receive the Torah on Sinai and we should keep it. This is the objective. The whole goal of coming out of Mitzrayim was to receive the Torah. Okay, the inyan gadol hu lohem yoyis min acheres, and it's an inyan more important than the acheres was actually receiving the Torah. The lochein yase Hashem say some yavdus the kabbalas haTorah, etc., etc. Now to prepare for this, umipnei kain says the chinuch ki kol ikaron shel Yisrael bavur nigolu akol avodah shalu alav. We are therefore commanded to count towards the main objective of Yetzias Mitzrayim, i.e. receiving the Torah. Why? So that whenever you count towards something, it shows a certain longing, a certain aspiration towards that. Ke'eved yishaftzel. He gives a beautiful analogy. Imagine an eved, a slave working in the field, and the sun is beating down, it's a boiling hot day, and it's a vast open field, and he's chalashing, it's hot. He's desperately longing to go to the shade, and he can see in the corner there's a hammock in the shade with a cold drink. He's longing to get there. So just like an eved is yishaf letzel, he's longing to get to the shade for a bit of respite. When can I go and achieve that goal? Ki haminyan mar el adam, because counting shows a person ki kol yishay. It shows a certain desire, a certain aspiration to get there. And that's why we count the Omer, says the Chinuch. Now, why? Now, he says something very interesting. This is a question that is often asked. You may have thought about it. Why is it we count up? Yeah, we should count down. You know, the big countdown, 10, 9, 8. Why is it we don't count 49, 48, 47? Why are we counting up? So he says it fits in very nicely. Look at this. Valkain, three lines from the end of the second paragraph. Valkain, lo neratz lahaski b'tchilas cheshmoneinu ribu hayomim. If we were to start off 49, 48, 47, to count down, it would be too demotivating. Sheyeshon lagia lakom, you've got so many days to go to get to this main objective. So imagine you've got the Eved who's standing and he's waiting to get into the shade and he's got to go out in 49 hours, 48 hours, 47 hours. It's so demotivating. So you could ask me a good question. You could say, I've got a good idea. What's the question? When you get to the tipping point, more than halfway, so then we should then, because if the whole problem is demotivating, 48, 47, it's so long. So when you get a bit further along, more than halfway to day 25, then you should count down because you're not mentioning such big number. So when you get to, you know, closer to Shavuos, you should count 24, 23, 22, if it's the number that's the problem. Says the Chinuch, he asked the question, after the majority of days have passed, just mention the amount of days left because you're in the minority now and it's not so demotivating. You don't do that, says the Chinuch. You start changing the count in the middle. People are confused enough anyway, right? To start changing the way we count in the middle is too confusing. Leave it, right? But the reason why we don't do that in the first instance is it's too demotivating. Okay, that's a very beautiful Chinuch.
It's insurmountable.
Okay. Now let's just go through some halachas of the count itself. The Kitzur says, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Chof, at the bottom of the page, says this. Belel Sheni shall Pesach maschil in lisper sfrasa omet v'sofrin mu'umet. We begin counting on the second night of Pesach, second Seder. V'sofrin mu'umet, and we count it standing up. You should stand up when you count. But the Eved, if you sat, the Mishnah Berurah says, you have fulfilled your obligation, you have to recount. Ha-mitzvah hi lisper tekef b'tchilas ha-layla. We should count immediately as it gets night. So I'm sure many of us have got our WhatsApp messages, emails, texts, what they did before that. It's amazing anyone got to the end of the sphere, right? I got my text last night, I don't know, 9:16, I get emails, I'm bombarded. Yeah. So the mitzvah is to count tekka for the beginning as soon as it gets nighttime. But the eved, you can count all night. Okay, what is the status of the mitzvah, by the way? The Mishnah Berurah in Bir Halacha, he quotes that it's a machlokas rishonim. The Rambam, amazingly, is of the opinion that the mitzvah is min ha-Torah. That even though we don't bring the carbon omer nowadays, still the count is a mitzvah min ha-Torah. The Shulchan Aruch and the Tur, however, and others say it's a drabonim. Okay, now, let's turn over. Mi she-shochach kol ha-layla. Someone who didn't count the whole night, v'lo sofar, yisper b'yom b'lo brocha. So he wakes up the next morning, he went to bed early, he didn't have his phone with him, whatever the reason, and the next morning he realizes, I forgot to count. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, yisper b'yom b'lo brocha. Don't worry, the next morning you count without a brocha. V'leilos she'achakach yisper b'brocha. But on subsequent nights you still count with a brocha, you're still in. V'im shochach gam kol hayom. But if you forget the whole day, an entire day goes past, and then suddenly you get your text message, and you realize, oh boy, I didn't count yesterday, last night, or today. Then, you can't continue counting with the bracha, but you've got to continue counting. Yisper achakach b'chol alilus b'lo bracha. Continue counting, but just without a bracha. Okay? So that's important klal. So if you forget just one night, and you remember the next day, you can continue, you count without a bracha, and then you're still in the subsequent days, you count with a bracha. If you forget the whole day, 24 hours, then you still count, but just without a bracha. Now, interesting halacha, Sif Gimel. Hashoyel mechaveiro. If someone asks his friend, Ben Ashmoshes. Now, Ben Ashmoshes is now. Yeah, it's where Ashkia is around now, 8:15 or so. So Hashoyel mechaveiro Ben Ashmoshes. Ay achekach, kama moinim hayom. What's tonight? What's tonight's sphere? How am I going to do a count? I've got to be a bit careful here. Then, Yoy Meloy, you say to him, Es mol hayakach v'kach. Yesterday was 11. You don't say what tonight is. Because by saying the night, that's going to be a suffix. Because afterwards, then it's a suffix whether you've counted or not. This, of course, is the source for the old bad joke. Yeah, that the fellow comes home from, his wife is scrupulous in keeping halacha, and he comes home from work, and he says, darling, what's for supper? And she says to him, last night we had fish. That is the source. Okay, like I said, it's a bad joke. But it's actually a bit misleading to say that if you just say tonight is whatever it is, it's a bit misleading because you've actually got to say quite a lot in order to be out of the count.
You'll see.
So if someone said, we'll use 27 just to avoid any possible sfeikas. Let's say tonight is 27. So it's like it's now, and someone would say to me, so what's tonight? So I should say yesterday was 26. If I turn around and say tonight is 27, if I say 27 or tonight is 27, no problem. Okay? No problem. My brother told me on just now in Eretz Yisrael, he lives in Eretz Yisrael, so he lives opposite the Shtiblach in Katamar. So that's his local, very local. And he was there for Mariv this time last year. And you know what it's like sometimes, you know, in England here, you're sitting under traffic lights. I've had this before. And I was distracted, whatever it was. And the lights go yellow, then green. And you can go through an entire cycle of lights and everyone's patiently waiting behind you. That doesn't always happen in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah? In Eretz Yisrael, it goes green. Yeah, you're reminded that it's gone green. You're reminded. Now, so what happened in the Shiblech and Katamon? The Chazan, after Mariv, he says he counts Sfira for everyone. Either the Rav or the Chazan. So the Chazan, in this minyan, after Marav, after they say Oleinu, they count Sfira. So he said the bracha, and then he said Hayoim. And he paused for a split second. But that was enough for the crowd. A lot of people suddenly shouted out, 23! And then suddenly they realized, aha, yeah, that's a problem. Yeah, but it's not, right? Why is it not a problem? Because the Mishnah Berurah says, if you just say 23, or tonight is the 23rd night, yeah, 20 is 23rd, that's actually okay. Why? Because it's not considered a proper counting. More than that, the Mishnah Berurah says, if after you've gone past seven and you're into weeks and you say tonight is the seventh night, then that's definitely not a problem because you haven't said which is 1 week of the Omer. So to get it wrong, yeah, to create a suffer, you've got to actually say quite a bit. I've got it here in footnote 5. Yeah, if he responded 5 or the 5th but didn't say today is the 5th day, then he certainly hasn't fulfilled his obligation, right? And there's no shaila even. If in days 1 to 6 he said, today is the first day of the Omer, or today is the 5th night, then that's a problem. But if he just said, today is 5 or 5, then that would be okay. And like I said, beyond 7, because he didn't mention the weeks, then it's not a problem. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Let's just press on. Lechatchila, yeah, this is an important halacha. Lechatchila, I've seen this year. Actually, people slip up on this. Lechatchila, kodem shevarech, tzorech sheyeda mahu mevarech. Before you make the bracha, you should know what night it is, what you're going to make a bracha on. Dahainu sheyeda kama yom him besvira. Ubadieved im lo yoda. If you didn't know, uposachu birech, and you did it, al da sheyisba kmo sheyishma mechaveru. I'm going to say whatever my friend says. Gam ken yotza, but yeah, that works. But you should lechatchila know, ideally you should know what tonight is. V'chein im berech al das lisbar bo yomim v'l'achash berech niska shetzorech lisbar chamish. And so too, if you made a kabrocha thinking tonight is 4, and then suddenly you find out that it's 5, then again, but yeah, it's sofa chamish v'ein etzorech levorech sheinis. Okay. If you make a mistake and you count the wrong number, what happens then? So it says the kitzah im to'o in nizkar miyad, if you remember straight away, which is considered teich kadei dibur, 1 or 2 seconds, then sofik karov ein tzorech levarach shenis. Then you just correct yourself quickly, and that would be okay. But if you delayed longer, then you'd have to make a new bracha. Okay, one quick question, and that is this. Why do we make Shechionu on Sfiras HaOmer? Good question. We don't, it's a mitzvah that comes around once a season. Every time we have a new mitzvah, we make a Shechionu. Why is there no Shechionu on Sfiras HaOmer? There isn't time to do it inside, but the Kedushas Levi gives a terrific answer. The Kedushas Levi, Reb Levi Yitzchak of Bedichev, says this. This is in Bamidbar, in his piece on Sfiras HaOmer. He quotes the Arizal and says the following. The whole Tachlis, like the Chinuch we just said, explains that the purpose of counting is to show our longing to achieve our objective of receiving the Torah. That's why we count. Klal Yisrael, on such a low level, when they came out of Mitzrayim, they're on the edge of the cliff, the 49th level, they were almost going to fall off the cliff. And therefore, it was danger time. And they had to go out, and they had to, despite their low level, they had to work hard to get to the level of to receive the Torah. As the Arizal says, he quotes, Tavdun es alikim al har hazeh. Tavdun is lashon of Tavdun nun. Work hard for 50 days, nun, 50, and then you get to Matan Torah. Now, if they could have fast-tracked it, they could have turbo-boosted to sort of circumvent this long, slow, incremental climb, they would have wanted to do that. If you're on the bottom level of the ladder, if you can get a lift to take you up to the 49th level, who wouldn't want to do that? So therefore, says the Kedushas Levi, on the second night of Pesach, the first night is Sfiras HaOmer, to make a bracha, Shechionu v'kimonu v'gionu lazman hazeh, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for helping us reach this day, is not really true. Because they really want to be on level 49. I don't really want to be on the first level, the bottom level of the rung of the ladder. So therefore, to say Shechionu, thank you Hashem for making me on the first level of the ladder, it's not quite true. I prefer to be much higher up. So says the Kedush Levi, for that reason you don't say Shechionu. Very interesting reason. Okay, Atkan, part one.
I kept thinking about that.
Yeah.
What you were saying.
We go, okay, sorry, just one more point about the halachas of Sfiras HaOmer. What is the story with Sfiras HaOmer and ladies? What is their obligation? So the it's very interesting. What is the general rule? Mitzvah saseh shazman groma, women are potter from. Now this is a positive, time-bound mitzvah. Is it deraisa drabon? And we said it's machlokes rishonim. But there, either way, you know, a woman should be exempt from it, right? But the Mishnah Berurah says that they may count if they wish, and the customs vary in different communities. If you look at my footnote 3, I discuss it there. Some authorities rule that if a woman do wish to count, they should do so without a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says that. Because the concern is that they might not get to the end, and therefore it's better they don't start with the bracha. It's best to avoid it. I think nowadays with texts and spheres, I think Friday night is the danger one when your phone is off. But otherwise, I think it's easier. In the Dirshu notes in the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes different customs. In the custom in the home of the stipler, women would count with a bracha, and the stipler himself would remind them. But in the home of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, the custom was for women not to count. So everyone does according to their own minhag. Rabbi Eliashiv is quoted there to say that if a woman is careful generally in keeping mitzvahs, then she can count with a bracha. And certainly if there are text reminders and everything else, then and I think that's a hanoga that is quite common here in sunny Golders Green. That, I think, seems to be the practice. But there are different minhagim, but Ikar Din is exempt, but the practice of many is to count.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.